This is St. Louis Public Radio. Treasure Shields Redman has been weaving together language and politics since she first discovered poetry through the hymns of the Southern Black Church. Her work is expressive, steeped in history, and relevant at a time when racial inequality in America is again in the national spotlight. Willis writer Arnold reports the poet is tapping the moment to work on economic protest.
Treasure Shields Redman is one of several St. Louis organizers getting ready for the strike for Black Lives next month. Shields Redman says disrupting normal economic activity can help force people to recognize the need for racial equality.
What we need to create is what King called nonviolent tension in the letter from the Birmingham jail. Nonviolent tension. Crisis packed, and all of a sudden people get clarity. And they can create something beautiful like the Civil Rights Bill.
Strike for Black Lives is a call for people of color to stay home from work the day after Labor Day. The strike, also being worked on by Brittany Gray, also includes a week-long economic boycott. Shields Redman compares the work to the nonviolent tension that led to the Civil Rights Bill in the 1960s.
People were unable to do it. And we had 36 months of hot summers and a lot of unfortunate occurrences. But then all of a sudden, they were able to do it. Strike for Black Lives works in that spirit.
As an organizer and poet, Shields Redman is steeped in the history of activism and Black political expression. She grew up in a charismatic Baptist church in Meridian, Mississippi. It was a community hub and hosted plays, pageants, and performances.
Yeah, it gave me permission to be an artist. They, you know, let me write songs and write plays and write pageants and perform and things, so.
In high school, she traded the hymns of her childhood for rap. Inspired by rap powerhouse Public Enemy, she formed her own group and became a town celebrity.
And listen, we don't want to hear no back talk. See you step out of line. Never neglect to respect my fellow classmates who the class of 89.
Her writing and political life was encouraged by co-parented households rich in Black culture. Her mom, Elsie Lee Shields, was an essayist and avid James Baldwin fan. Her dad, Eugene Redman, is the East St. Louis Poet Laureate.
The ability to be apolitical, that just wasn't accessible for me. So I was just like politicized from the start.
She brings this attention to bear on her poems, like this one for Sandra Bland.
Who will pull these women from the stone? Who will pull this anointing from these hands? Who will pull the truth from this empty shroud? Who will pull these women down? Who will pull this empty skin hanging down?
Her book, titled Chop, a collection of Kwansabas for Fannie Lou Hamer, draws inspiration from civil rights activism.
Dream, I gift her to the priest, took her behind the holy of holies, came out full grown and singing glory, shook me woke, knowed I been changed.
When she performs her poems, they often end in song.
You know the angels in a heaven done sign my name. I usually sing after a lot of the poems because that's what Fannie Lou Hamer would do.
That marriage of civil rights activism, writing, and action all come through when Shields Redman discusses Strike for Black Lives. The recent shootings of policemen in Dallas and Baton Rouge don't challenge her resolve. She believes those deaths and the deaths of Black and brown people at the hands of police should galvanize people to fight for racial equality in America.
Because right is always right. It doesn't stop being right no matter how many people are killed. And we have to remain with our mind stayed on freedom.
It's that goal that spurs her work on Strike for Black Lives. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.